The same way most hacks happen. They got phished. Here, see my video. You like the constant unending jackhammering? Sorry, that's just what my house sounds like. Turns out nature preservation is for people, but if a corporation wants to erect some hideous scrap Lego ass McMansions, fuck dem trees. Real quick behind the scenes housekeeping. One, I'm taking a second whack at the myth of multi-factor video. Get hype and slash or get ready to angrily type. Yes, I failed to resist getting sucked into an internet argument and remain salty about it. Really, the point of this whole channel is to be shareable videos for exactly that situation. First, idiot says session stealing is what you need to worry about, and two, FA is what you must do to be immune to that, and that anyone who questions him is causing harm. Of course, also saying to a friend that it's the responsibility of experts like them to be clear. And of course, second, idiot sees me say 2FA technically is slightly more secure and goes, so you think it's literally exactly and absolutely 0% more secure, cute trick, kid. That is literally the opposite of what I wrote. Oh, but don't worry, he's got another one up his sleeve. Every time I complain about how giving your cell phone number away is considered security, some idiot goes, you don't have to. You can use an authenticator app, and I have to resist the urge to say you'll understand if you ever move out of your mom's basement. When's the last time you paid an electric bill and they allowed you to not have a cell phone on file? Do you have a credit card, and do they allow you to not have a cell phone on file? Do you pay rent, or a mortgage, and will they permit you to use an authenticator app and not a cell phone? It is not possible to live in society in 2025 and not own a cell phone. And if you think it is, either you live in some wonderful state or town that isn't conceivable from where I live. Or, more real is it, Collie, you're talking out of your ass because you know it theoretically ought to be possible, but why bother ever doubting yourself enough to check? Always trust your instincts, they're infallible. And yes, I'm salty that these charlatans will continue to spread their wrongness by virtue of more charisma, so I feel compelled to commit their stupidity to Google's storage servers for all eternity. Hey, you know who was probably right when I was wrong? This guy. Hold that thought. 2, you know how I can't afford to keep my voice actor, so now you have to hear my, much worse, voice. Also can't afford to keep my editor slash artist. I hope one day we'll rehire them both, griddle critters. One day. Obligatory shilling for the Patreon. 3, the current video that I've been buying time for is like 20% finalized. It's on the way. Yet I moved its script into production in. Oh fuck, end of June. I will release that goddamned video if it kills me, and at this point I hope it does. 4, I fully plan to continue to just ramble about some things I got beef with. I honestly don't know how people find themselves out of ideas. I have the opposite problem, I need to stop having ideas and finish shit. So in the future, I kind of intend to remain pretty unfocused, because I'm defiantly not a servant of the algorithm, I'm an ideologue. Legitimately, this is communication of ideas. I want you to hear my thoughts and I want to hear yours. Especially the Git tutorial slash evangelism, I think anyone who needs to be sold on and instructed in version control got neither from that one. But I don't want to just fall into doing all the old stuff, but attempt to. That would be roughly as bad as if I just made video after video saying insert IP here will never be good again. You know, I know, we all get it. I'm shocked in the best way that there's more than zero of you. So, honest question, do y'all want disconnected meta-analysis bordering on philosophy? Do you all want much more specific complaining about specific things? Do you just want to hear about nerd shit, or are we only looking for commentary on entertainment? As it stands, you're getting all of it, eventually, in random order with random priority. So back to it then.